Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Gimel. And again, I apologize for yesterday. We had some technical difficulties with the volume and with the recording, but hopefully that is behind us. And Bezrat Hashem, we continue. Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Gimel. We start a new parak. We start the seventh parak of Maseches Bechoras. If we recall, the first parak of Maseches Bechoros was about Petar Chamor. The second, third, fourth, fifth, was about, and still is about, Petar Rechem of a kosher animal. The sixth and the seventh parak are all about Mumin. The sixth parak is about the Mumin of the animals. That exactly belongs here in this Masechta. The seventh parak is about, once we talk about Mumin, we talk about Mumin of the Kohanim as well. In the eighth parak, as we'll see, there are different rules and regulations also related to Bechor. We get into Bechor Adam there. The Mishnayos there are about Bechor Adam, Pidyon HaBen. And finally, the ninth parak is about Maaser Behema. So we have three more prakim to go in this Masechta. But today, we start the parak all about Mumin of a person, of a Kohen, which might passel him from doing the Avoda or not. Interestingly, that the Ramban, we mentioned the Ramban in the back, in his halachas, Hilchas Chala, Hilchas Bechoros, he acts like a riff on Maseches Bechoros, because there is no riff on Bechoros. He acts like a riff. The Rambam does not quote any of the Mumin that are mentioned in this parak, and neither does the Rush. They leave it out. So I saw some of the Achronim wonder, is that alluding to the fact that is there an Isser Bizman Hazeh? We know there's an Isser of being Matal Mum Bibichor, of an animal. Is there an Isser for a Kohen to be Matal Mum Bo? It's a general Isser of self-wounding, but let's say it's not an example of really where one would be Usser for that type of circumstance. Maybe there's a way that you could, a type of Mum that would not be shayach to discuss in the world of wounding that would passel for regular wounding, but only be possible for Baal Mum. For example, Ne'eved Nirtza, we mentioned a couple of days ago. Ne'eved Nirtza, Kohen is not Nirtza because that is wounding, that would make him a Baal Mum, Lagabe HaMizbeach. So Bizman HaZeh, would that be a problem? Again, there's no Ne'eved Nirtza Bizman HaZeh, but so one could come up with a circumstance. So the Shaul Meshiv says, Reb Nathanson says, Shemizeh, the fact that the Ramban and the Rush did not quote the Mumei Adam in their Halachos, Mizeh Yesh Lehochiach Sheladas HaRamban VaHarash Bizman HaZeh Ein Iser Ala Kohen Lahat. There's no Isser Bizman HaZeh. Kilo Haya Bozeh Isser. If it would be an Isser, then it would be important for us to know what's a Mum, what's not a Mum, to know what they're not allowed to do. Right? And I Lahavi Kol Adina V'Halachos Hanogimah Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, he says, I don't think there is a problem with Bizman HaZeh. And then he adds, what about, it should be also Mitam, Meheber Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Like the Gemara says, the Titans, according to Rebbe, according to certain Tanaim, that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine Bizman HaZeh if they don't know which Mishmar they are from. If a Kohen knows which Mishmar they're from, which nobody knows Bizman HaZeh, but if somebody knows which Mishmar they're from, they know which 2 weeks out of the year is their turn, and the other weeks they can drink wine. But if they don't know, maybe Mashiach is going to come today, and maybe they're going to have to do the Avodah today, and they're going to have drunk wine, right? Shtuye yayin doesn't mean you have to be drunk. Yeah, just have drunk wine. So asks the Shaul Meshiv. So maybe we should say because of that reason, the Kohanim should not be able to self-inflict themselves with certain movement. So he says, no, in less of a time here, Yibana Mikdash, af shemi koach zeh, asur lekohanim l'shtos yayin, kibavur betainis, at least according to some tanoim, and dafid zayin, shari zeh kamosha mutter lahatal mumba b'char b'hema b'torah, kodom shiatzir la'avir olam. Because he said, no, I compare this to a case of hatalas mum b'b'char lifnei shiatzir la'avir ha'olam. We had that twice already in the Masechta, that one is allowed to make a mum in a b'char before it comes out, because the Kedusha isn't chal yet. So Kedusha isn't chal yet, so therefore it wouldn't be a problem. U'kamochein, koin bizman hazeh, avi kamoshalohu yiyashas chiyuvo. So too, he says, this is not, if they be, try to explain why it's different than drinking wine, but drinking wine might be a function of a practical issue of you're going to be drunk, or you're going to have drunk wine, therefore you can't do it. But in terms of the Bechor, it's a din in Kedushas Kohen. And if there is no Kedushas Kohen, b'mikdash, b'zman hazeh, without a mikdash, so then there wouldn't be an Isser. What I just mentioned is alluded to, I think a couple of weeks ago, he mentioned the Tas. There is a certain level of Kedusha Kehuda that applies Bezman Hazeh, and there is a level of Kedusha Kehuda that does not apply Bezman Hazeh. The Tas quotes the Hagos Mordechai in Maseches Gittin, where there was a Kohen that was once pouring water for Rabbeinu Tam, right? He was washing his hands with Tilas Yadayim. So one of the Talmidim asked Rabbeinu Tam, how can you use a Kohen? A Mishtamish Pekuda Loke. Right, so if, or ma'al, I think the language is. So Rabbi Tam says, no, don't worry about it. Only when they have their begadim are they kohanim. If not, not. So the question is, what do you mean? They're not kohanim b'zman hazeh. A kohen gets the first aliyah b'zman hazeh. A kohen benches, or we give kavod to a kohen. A kohen duches b'zman hazeh. So the answer is, there are two aspects of kedushas kahuna. There's kedushas kahuna legabe Gvulin, and this Kedushas Kehuna Lagabe Mikdash. Lagabe Mikdash, you need the Big Day Kehuna. Bizbashim Big Day Amaleim Kudunasam Aleim, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Zvachim. Mashaykh, when it comes to other aspects of Kedusha, Kedushas Kohen Lagabe Gvulin sets of halachas, so that one wouldn't need the Begadim. So it could.
If you have a moment.
So it could be that, right, so Mumin do not have any implication for Gvulin. So it could be, that's what the Sholem Eishev is saying, that there wouldn't be a problem Bezman Hazeh at all, even according to the Manda Amar, so Mehiri Yibana Beisim Mikdash, they're not allowed to drink wine, because he's not a Kohen today, Le'inyin Mikdash, and therefore it's just like putting a Mum before a Bechar is born. So therefore it wouldn't be a problem, and that is the suggestion of the Shoel, the suggestion of the Sholem Eishev. Okay, so that is point number one, that the Ramban and the Rashi do not quote any of these Mumin Bezman Hazeh. This whole parak is based on Psukim in Parshas Emor. Let's just go through them for a moment. Parshas Emor, Parak Chaf Aleph, right? Parshas Emor is famous for its Parshas Hamoadim, which is later on in Parak Chaf Dalid. But earlier, in Parachav Gimel, I'm sorry, Parachav Gimel is Parachav Gimel. But earlier we have a Dabar Hashem Moshe Leimar, Hashem says to Moshe, Daber al Aron Leimar, Ish Mizaracha, Ludoro Sama Sher Yibo Mum, right? Every man from your children that has a Mum, Lo Yikrav Lahakriv Lechem Elokav, shall not come close to be makrav lechem alokav, ki kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav, and ish that has a mum, shapi karav, iver pisea, charum sarua, going through all of the mumin, sheva rogel, sheva yad, gibein dak, as we'll talk about many of them. These last psukim in parachaf aleph. And then the Torah continues, kol ish asher bo mum, mizera arad akoin, lo yigash lakriv is yisher Hashem, they cannot be makriv, the Gemara talks about why you have all these double shonos, and then he says, the Torah says, lechem elokav mikachi akadashim umin akadashim yochel. He can eat. Kohanim ba'ali mum are allowed to eat kachim. Achel parochas lo yavo, vel mezbeach lo yigash, ki mumbo, vel echalas biktashai, ki ani Hashem akadasham. So one, they're not allowed to take part in the avoda, but they're allowed to check, they're allowed to eat karbanos, they're allowed to check the wood for worms. But that is the psukim. Two ha'aris, first we'll go backwards in time. First, the Kleyakar notes that at the beginning of this section, first the Torah says, asher yihiebo mum, in future tense, ish bizaracha asher yihiebo mum. And then it says in the next pasuk, ki kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav. First it goes to the future tense and then present tense. And it gets into all the other differences as well. First it says a few other differences in these two different psukim, but that's just to pick up on that one. The Klei Yakar says, Akein Omer Ani, Shah Kadmonim, Shahayu Bakiyim Bechachmos, Hayu Yodin, Bechomum, Shenishave Ba'adam Terim Heyoso. In the olden days, says the Ibn Ezra, says the Klei Yakar, they were able to realize every mum, that physical blemish on a person, came mitzad a spiritual problem. Mitzad eiza avon shera'ubo. Derech mashal, im yedu shumakabel shochad, they knew, if this person always takes bribes and shows favoritism, yadu bosha, sofa bolo de yivaro, they knew that he was going to become blind. Shochad ya'aver, eni pikhim, vim robo regal gava, if they see gava, yadu bosha, sofa lobo de shevaragel, they know he's going to get a broken leg. Okay. V'yakaris panav antabo shehikiru bamare panav eiza tchuna ra'a sheish bekirbo apogemes eizu ever yadua v'sofa lovel de mum nigla v'roi l'ga'alo min ha'kuhuna al shem sofo. And in those days, earlier generations, says the Kli Yakar, they knew every limb was connected a certain Aveira, as the Zohar says, and therefore they knew, even if you didn't get the blemish yet, so they knew that you're going to get this blemish. If you have this trait that is negative that needs improvement, but if you don't improve, there's no tshuvas, then it's going to happen. L'kach nemar, that's why it says, asher yihyeh bo mum, a man that will have a mum, because every mum, physical blemish, comes from a spiritual source. Shakaras panav antash lo sof yebo mum, ki bitok ma'asav nikar shalo sof yavo lide mum ze she yihyebo, vu nifsal al shem sofa. Okay, it continues to discuss what happens if somebody has the spiritual blemish but doesn't have the physical blemish yet. Are you allowed to let him serve as a kohen? So he talks about it. One. Two, the other ha'ara is the Ramban sa'ara. Interestingly, the Ramban points out, and you got to read the Torah like with a fine-tooth comb, according to the Ramban. Daber el Aharon lemar. Speak to Aaron. Ish mizaracha ledorosam asher yibo mum. A person from your children that has a mum v'chulu v'chulu. Says the Ramban. Lo amar bekan daber el Aharon ve'el banav. Kasher yomar b'parshios kulam. Usually it says daber el Aharon vel banav lemar. Here it just says daber el Aharon. Only to Aharon, not to the children. Vahatam. Why? He says it's also different in that some other parshios, there's daber el Aharon vel banav, for example, v'yinazru mikashe b'nei Yisrael. Speak to Aharon and his children, and they will separate themselves. Here it's meduyak that it's only said to Aaron, but it's talking about his children. Some other parshios related to the Kohanim speak to Aaron and his children about all of them. Some of them speak to have other lashonos, but here it speaks to Aaron, but the message is for the children. Ish mizaracha dot dot dot, as if to say that this parsha does not apply to Aaron himself; it only applies to the children. Says the Ramban, exactly. Aaron didn't have any balimum. Aaron wasn't a balimum. So that's why it was said to Aaron about his children, but it did not have anything to do with Aaron. Vatam, kisham. He could have been, but he wasn't. Vatam, kisham. Over there, earlier, tziva, b'parshios ha-karbonos. Zostar ha-sa-ola, zostar ha-sa-chata, zostar ha-sa-asha v'chayosi b'zeh. Avol b'kanim, omar daber al-aron v'obanov, ra'ui shi-yomar ish mikem l'daroseichem. If it said to speak to Aaron and his children, it should have then followed with anybody from your generations. V'lo yirza l'haziras Aaron atzmo b'toras ha-mumin, ki Aaron kadosh Hashem kulo yafeh, umum lo yiyebo. There's no mumin. Avol yasirenu al-zaro, she-yorem b'yasir otam l'darosam, uv'parshas ha-tumah b'samuch. What about parshas of tumah? Aaron is included. Because becoming tumah is not always your fault. But what about when it comes to Tumas Saraz and Zav? There it says, Ish is Mizera Aharon. Again, Aaron is excluded. Right, that's what even Bedaik in the commands and the formulations of the Tzivuyim in all these cases, it's Meduyik exactly which was meant for Aaron and which was not. Very important Ramban in Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. One final point of introduction to the Perek, and that is the Rambam. We're going to have this on Amud Beis, Be'ez Hashem, but just mention it now. The Rambam already says for us, can't look in the Shulchan Aruch, it's not there. The Rambam says for us that there are three types of Mumin that come up in this Perek. The Gemara is going to say this Beferish, but it's good to know even before we go into it. Shlosh, this is B.S. Mikdash, Perek Vav, Halacha, Hey. Shlosha, Mine, Mumin, Heim. Three types of Mumin of Kohanim. Yesh, Mumin, Shehein, Poslin, HaKohen, Mila, Avod, V'Habehema, Mili, Karev. Some Mumin apply both in the last Perek to animals, and in this Perek to people. That's type number one. That is the real hardcore Mumin, and everybody agrees there. If the Kohen does the Avoda with one of those Mumin, so they get Malkus and they're Mechawel the Avoda. The Avoda is Nifsal, it didn't work. That is number one. The Yesh Mumin, Sheposlim HaAdam Bilvad Milavod, and other types of Mumin, just Pasal Adam. There we'll see it is an Isser Da'oraisa to do the Avoda. We'll see whether it's an Isser Aseh or a Los Aseh. We'll talk about that. The Yesh Mumin, She'ein Poslin. And then there's a third category that's not Nifsal really at all. Avo mipnei maris ha'ayin. It's not so nice. It looks like a mum. not such covet for the Beis HaMikdash. Amru, shekal kohen, sheyesh bo echan mehem, eino oveit. Right? So it shouldn't work. And then the Rambam goes into each of these. Kol mi sheyesh bo mum, sheposel badam ubebehema, v'avad, bein b'shogim bebebezit, avodasa psula. Right, the Gemara, this is based on the Gemara that we're going to have on Amabez. The Rambam says, category one, even if you did a b'shogeg, the avod is nifsal. They didn't know. V'mayi b'mezid loke. V'chol b'yishish bo mumin amumin amyuchadim la'adam ve'ever, avol b'yishihu loke, lochil avodas. The Rambam says his malk is even on category two, which we'll see Rashi argues with. Lochil avodaso, or the Pasha of the Gemara even. And if there's the third category, then he does not get Malkus, and it's avodaso kshira, because it's only an Isser de Rabbanan. But that is the Rambam Bias Mikdash in Perek Vav, helping us get into this Perek. One final point, and that is, the Rambam lists off that there are 90 Mumin. 90 Mumin, second category. Says the Rambam, first in Perek Zayin, Kol ha-mumin ha-poslim ba-adam ube-behema chamishim. There are 50 mumin that possible adam ube-behema. The next Perek, in Perek Ches, Kol ha-mumin ha-miyuchadim ba-adam tishim. Mumin that are miyuchad for an adam tishim, there's 90. V'zeo pratan, then he goes through. No. I think he does not include the 50. Right? Because there's 50 that are adam and behema. There are 90 that are uniquely adam. Uniquely Adam, 140, right? I didn't go through the math, but I don't think it's the same, I think it's separate. It's 50 and 90. So I saw in one of the, Zafyomi Maoris Hadaf sheets that just like we know that others say that, Rav Zilberstein, he quotes from, Rav Yashav son-in-law, just as Sfar mentioned that 100 brachos, right, Meir brachos b'chol yom, save us from the 100 tochachos, 100 klalos in the tochacha, so too the 90 amens that we're supposed to say every day will save us from these 90 mumin. Where do you see 90 amens? It's a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Simin Vav, in Hilchas Tefilas Yadayim, Os Yud Gimel, so the Shulchan Aruch there quotes a minhag. Some shtiblach have this minhag that as many people that can say Birchas HaShachar to each other say it. You see that besides the Chazan, there are those. Shulchan Aruch quotes his minhag from the Agur. Yesh Noagin, Sha'achar Shebirech Echad Birchas HaShachar, Va'anu Acharav Amein, Choser Echad Meha'onim Amein, Umavarech Va'onin Acharav Amein. You go back and forth to get extra amens. Ukaseder haze osin kol osam shanu amen tchila. V'ein la'arer alehem. V'lomar shekvar yatsu ba'amen shanu tchila. Don't be ma'arer. V'bnei shamavarech enu mechavein lahotzi achirim. V'afilum haya mevarech mechavein he mechavein shalotzei spir brachaso. And therefore there's no problem with, there's not a problem of extra brachas. Why do you want to have all these extra amens? Mishnah Berurah. V'kavanasam kedei lahashlim kol echad ad tzadik amenim layom. So 100 brachas is more famous. But he says 90 amens. 90 amens. The Prima Gadamir says, you don't have to do it, but everybody can follow their minhag. Alkin kol makom makom yaseh kifi minhago, shekol echad yishlo al mi lismoch. So whatever the minhag is, one can do. But there are 90 amens. So 90 amens, if Zilberstein says, saves us and protects us from these 90 mumin that are unique to Adam. Okay. Now we continue. What are these mumin? Says the Mishnah. Mumin Elu, these mumin that we've mentioned in the previous parak. Bain Kavuin, Bain Ovrin, whether they are permanent or temporary. Postlin be Adam. They pass on Adam, right? Even when it's temporary, as long as he still has it, he cannot do the Avoda. He has to wait. But after it goes, obviously, after it passes over and he doesn't have it anymore, then he would be able to do the avoda. Yoser alehen ba'adam. But now we have extra ones that only apply to Adam. Hakilon v'halafton v'amakvon. These will all be discussed in the Gemara. Visher rosho shakut u ba'al sekifa u shkifas. Right, the head is, we'll see what this means. Again, shakur u'shkifas, the Gemara will explain where the head is. U ba'alei chatotros, that means a hunchback, that's a machlokas. Rebbe Yehuda machshir v'chavim postlin, that's a machlokas. We'll see exactly what the case is in the Gemara. Hakireach, what if somebody's bald? Somebody has a bald kohen. Puzzle, wow. Somebody's bald, the kohen loses his hair. So we say it goes from 20 to 60, right? Maybe even less, right? What if somebody loses their hair early? So ezel kireach? No. What does kireach mean? It's bald in a certain way. Kol she'ein lo shita shel sa'ar mukefes me'ozen la'ozen. if somebody does not have the row of hair that goes from ear to ear. The Gemara will explain exactly what, which way, front, back. We'll have to see exactly what this is talking about. But if somebody's missing their hair in a row, in a ring, so that is a problem. Somebody just slew him. By a lot of head times, people have around the head, going around the head from the ear, going all around. They just lose on top, right? So that, as we'll see, is less of a problem. Im yesh lo areza kasher. Right? Im yesh lo, but if he has this ring, areza kasher. So also you have to lift... Remember, these are all called mumin. We'll have to see if there's anyone who mentions that if there's a natural progression of events, a person just getting along in time, or they have a family history of losing their hair at a young age, so is that really a mum? Is that a mum, or is that in a natural... All the other types of mumin in this parak, we're going to see there's a problem. There's a deformity. Except maybe we'll get to being a lefty. We'll have to talk about that. But... generally, all of these are not natural. So maybe, could be, that if anything is a natural progression, somebody's just losing their hair, maybe that wouldn't be a problem, even if it's in the shape and the exact formation of the problematic hair loss that we will talk about in the Gemara. Okay, we will have to see. Says the Gemara, Amai, why is it true that all these, that possible Adam, possible Behemah, why is there an overlap? If you look in the Torah, there are different parashios. V'ha ika yabeles, tvoksiva raisa ba'adam. Yabeles, a type of wart that we spoke about in the previous parak, a wart that has a bone in it, tvoksiv ba'raisa ba'adam. It doesn't say that by a person. So who says that should apply to a person? Only animals. V'su, dak Tivalul, those eye ailments that we saw. Tivalul from the word blila, it's mixed in, the white on the black. Deloksivi bibehema, right? These daka tivalul are not written by behema. So who says we should mix and match? So the Gemara says we do. Melef yalfi mehadadi. You can learn one from the other. You can learn them from each other. Titania, because the Brisa says, ba'adam lo nemer ba'yabelis. Be'behema lo nemer tak tivalul. It doesn't say each of these by the other one. Minayin litin es ha'amur shel zeh ba'zeh. Ve'es ha'amur shel zeh ba'zeh. How do I know that you should apply each one to the other one? Tamalomar, garav, garav. Yalefes, yalefes. L'gzeirashava. If l'gzeirashava between mume behema and mume adam. And the Gemara says, mufni. This is a gzeirashava mufne, meaning it's open, they're extra words which can overcome logical problems. As we know, there are three types of gzeirashavas. There's gzeirashava plain. That's a gzeirashava that you just compare two words, and the words aren't really extra in the separate contexts. Not really extra, but we compare the two contexts, and that's the weakest form of gzeirashava. If I could come up with a logical problem with the comparison between the two contexts, I'll knock out the gzeirashava. Ay, didn't we say gzeirashava you get from your Rebbe? So how can you knock out a gzeirashava? So the answer is, right, and everybody agrees to that you need a Rebbe for gzeirashava. Right, the machlokas that we always mention between Rashi and Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, quotes the machlokas whether you could darshan all the other ones. Besides, right, the Binyan Av and Klal Prado Klal, all of those is a machlokas, but you could darshan that without a Rebbe or not. But everybody agrees for gzeirashava you need a Rebbe. So the answer is, the Ramban in the Shrashim says, that a gzeirashava doesn't mean that all the exact details were given over. It means that certain words and certain parshas were handed down and told to the Talmidim, these words are used for gzeirashavas. But what do you compare it to? Which parsha? So that's flexible. That's left to the Talmud. Only the basic idea of gzeirashava is given down. After all, the Ramban says very logically in Shrashim, you have to say that it comes from a Rebbe. Because if not, every large book is going to have repeat words in it. Oh, it says S over here and S over there. So if we're going to darshan the Vayar and Vayar. I said, Adam, come on. The whole Torah you could darshan incorrectly. So gzeirashava, you have to have at least some sort of root misora when it comes to gzeirashava. But so therefore, if you have the lowest level, it's not really extra words, and you have a logical problem with it, then you can knock it out. But then you have stronger gzeirashavas. You have gzeirashava mufne mitzad echad, where one of the words and one of the contexts is extra, and then of course the strongest gzeirashava is mufne mishnei stadim. It's open for both sides, both words are extra, so then even if you could come up with a logical problem that the two contexts should not be compared, you still could compare them. It overrides. Gzeirah Shavah is not based on logic. So here too, the Gemara says Mufneh. It has to be that it's open. De'ilo Mufneh, because it's not Mufneh, Ikel Mifrach. I could have asked a question that the contexts are not comparable. In what way? Adam Ibehema lo Yalif. I wouldn't have learned Mume Adam from Mume Behema. If you only had Mume Behema in the Torah, I would have said, oh, those don't apply to Adam. Why? Shekein hi atzma kreva lagabe mizbeach. An animal, that itself is hukrav on the mizbeach. So maybe that is a higher standard than people who just facilitate bringing those animals on the mizbeach. The other way, behema me adam lo yalfa, and the other way you also would not learn behema from Adam, shekein nisraba b'mitzvos. Because there's a ribui mitzvos when it comes to a person, right? An animal is not, right? What does it mean, ribui mitzvos? An animal is not chayv in mitzvos. Ribui mitzvos? So the Reishis Bikurim says you have to modify and know exactly what these words mean. He says, Ma b'kach shenasrabah b'mitzvos, b'shum zeh yishvar yoser shiyipaslu b'mumin. If you say, oh, it's hukrav on the mizbeach, that's a reason to say mumin should pasal. But because I'm chayv in more mitzvos? So he says, no, it's specifically related to Hakravas HaKarbanis. He says it's similar to the Gemara in Yuma Lamed Beis, where the Gemara talks about the Big Day Lavan versus the Big Day Zahav. The Big Day Lavan have a Mila that they go Lefnai V'Lefnim. The Big Day Zahav have a Mila that Kaparasan Meruba. What does that mean? Those Big Day Zahav bring Kapara every day of the year. So it's more expanded in terms of when the kapara is achieved. So says the Reishis Bikurim, and that's what it means here too. On the one hand, the behema is hukrav atzma, but Adam has a maila. What is nisraba b'mitzvahs? An Adam is involved in the mitzvahs of hakrava every single day. This coin doesn't only bring one karban. Like every animal can only be used once, but it's nisraba b'mitzvahs karbanis. That's what it means. Lefize hadamrina shekin nisraba b'mitzvahs yepirushok b'mitzvahs karbanos shemakrav karbanos harbe. So it's specifically related to karbanos. But if you look in the pashtus, by the simple reading, good as nisraba b'mitzvahs, it's about a person that's involved in more mitzvahs. So you might say it has a higher standard. It reflects higher kedusha. Does one need mitzvahs to have a higher kedusha? One need mitzvahs. So the Rishonim point out in Maseches Gittin that an Isha, Bali Tosfos, at least according to certain Rishonim, an Isha is allowed to make brachas on his man grama, even though they're not mitzuvah in it. Masha'en Kain, let's say, an Eved Kenani, who's only chayv in mitzvahs like an Isha, but they could, according to some Rishonim, they can't make a bracha. Why? Because an Eved's lack of mitzvahs reflects a lower level of Kedusha. And therefore they can't make a bracha on it. But she again, an Isha has a ptur. She has full Kedusha Yisrael. There's no difference between the Kedusha of a man and the Kedusha of a woman. She has full Kedusha. Her ptur for mitzvos does not reflect a lack in their Kedusha. And therefore, you have to know, sometimes a lack of mitzvos does reflect a lack of Kedusha, or sometimes not. Another example, what about the Avos before Matan Torah? Right, they weren't chayv in all the mitzvos. So did that reflect a lack of Kedusha Yisrael? Or not, right? This is the first discussion of the Mishnah Lamalach in the Sefer Parashas Drachim. What was the status of the Jewish people before Matan? I shouldn't even call them the Jewish people, the Ivri people, right? Before Matan Torah, were they mini Jews or were they super Bnei Noach? Right, one of the two. That's very different. Maybe they were Bnei Noach plus. They were Bnei Noach with a couple of extra mitzvahs. But they were really Bnei Noach at root, and therefore at Maamad Har Sinai something major occurred. They became Jewish. Or they became Yehudim. Or do we say no? Well, they were mini Jews already beforehand. Already straight from Avraham Avinu. The Brisbane Abbasar made them mini Jews. What happened at Maamad Har Sinai? Okay, they achieved another aspect. They became nationally, not just individually. You have to work harder to know exactly what happened at Maamad Har Sinai, especially if we say that the source for Gershon is Gai Gershon Olodom is Maamad Har Sinai. You have to work out if they were already Jewish before, and according to that Sad, so it makes it a little more difficult. But either way, why are we bringing this up here? Because they weren't chayv at mitzvahs. So that's the issue. Does that reflect? Can you be a Jew without mitzvahs? Without a chayv in mitzvahs? Right? Only chayv in 15 mitzvahs. So that is also important to relate it to this line. Nisrab at mitzvahs, does it relate to a lack of kedusha? Okay. Let us continue. So says the Gemara. So we could have asked those questions. So la'ai. Afnuye mufne. So you're right. It is mufne. There are extra words. The Torah could have just written Yalefes, I don't need Garav, which is the other type of wound. Which is not as disgusting a wound. Havimuma, that's a mum. Garav, demais, lokoshikin. Garav, which is more disgusting. Why? Rashi explains it's dry and hard. Right? And it makes like indentations in the skin. So it's more mius. A mum. So you didn't have to say a garav. We would have known that's a mum. Garav, the kaz rachman alam. Ali lafnu. So why does it say it? To be mufna for the xerishava. Velechtavid rachmana kulhu bechad. So why didn't we write all the mumin by one? Either behema or adam. Vigarav yalefes, hachavahacha. And write garav and yalefes by both. Velofi me'adadi. Right? You don't have to repeat a lot. A lot of them are repeated by both. So why don't you just repeat the garav and the yalefes by both to have the xerishava? But all the other ones, you only throw it by one. So the Gemara says, ahai. So which, on what? Which one should you lift and which one should you leave out? Behelich to Rachmana, which one should you leave out? I kasav ba Adam. If we would have had them all listed by Adam, hava amina, I would have said, called the pasal ba Adam, pasal be behema. I would have said, anything that applies to an Adam applies to a behema, if you would have only had behema. If you would have only had Adam. Kalut, v'chutin, the less nehu ba'adam, be'behema namilo livsalu. I wouldn't have thought there's anything unique when it comes to behema, because it only lists the ones by Adam, and then it says garvan yalefes, so I wouldn't have had any idea about the mumin that are uniquely behema-oriented. Kalut and chutin are mumin that have to do with the split hooves, which don't have to do with a person, so I wouldn't have passed there. So that's why you couldn't have just written them all by Adam. Next, the ikaz of Rachmana kulu bebehema. What if I only had all of them by behema? Hava mina called the pasul bebehema, pasul ba'adam. The same thing. I would have thought only the parallel movement by behema applies to Adam too. Gibain v'charum. These types of eye issues, which we'll get to about your eyelashes and eyelids, to lister bebehema, ba'adam namilo lifsla. I would have thought those don't pasul by Adam if you have all of them just listed by behema. So that's why you have to have them by both. Says the Gemara. Okay, v'lichtavinu Rachmana kulu b'chad. Have all of the ones that are the same listed only by one. Vahanach de lisnehu be'adam lichtov lichtov rachmana be'behema. Vahanach de lisnehu be'idach lichtov be'adam. Right, so the ones that are unique to each one, right there, fine. But all the other ones that are the same, only right by one of them. V'garvi alefes, hacha v'hacha v'ilufi mi'adadi. And you have those words to tell you the Gzeir Shava. So the Gemara says, Ella, okay, you're right. There was extra words in the Torah. They didn't have to write it. Ella, because the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael says, the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael says in a few places in Shas, called Parsha, Shenemra, V'nishneis, any Parsha that is said and then repeated in the Torah, Lo Nishneis, El Bishol Dabar, Sheneschadishba, it's repeated for something that is Mechudash in it. But you're right. It could be that some items are repeated for no reason. For no reason, it's just that once it's repeating, we repeat the whole thing because of the element that we are adding. Okay, fine. So Amar Rava, next section. Lamali de Katzar Rachmana, Mumbe Adam, Mumbe Kadshe, Mumbe Bechor. Why do I have to write Mumin by all three contexts? That relates to the previous Gemara. But why do you have to have the Mumin listed for an Adam? Mumin listed for general Karbanos. Right, and the Rashi quotes where all these psukim are, by mum, by bechor is in Dvarim, and mum for Adam is earlier, as we read in Emor, so we have to have all of them, and mum by bechor, so tzricha, you need all three. Dikaz rachman and mum by Adam. And again, these are the types of Gemaras that are great, because it helps isolate the unique factors of any halachic context. Bechor, Adam, Kachem, what's unique about them as compared to everything else. So, says the Gemara, if you only have Adam, Shekin Nisraba B'mitzvahs, as we said, an Adam is Nisraba B'mitzvahs, and therefore, maybe, he has a unique set of halachas when it comes to Mum. Adam mi Bechor lo Asi, right, Adam mi Bechor, we would not, right, the Bach takes out the word Behema. Adam mi Bechor lo Asi, Shekinu Atzmo Karv l'gabim Mizbech. Adam Bechor you wouldn't learn also, because Bechor is unique, because it's Hukrav, it itself is a carbon. Kadshim Bechor Loasi, Shkin Kedushasim Mirechem. Kadshim Bechor you not learn, because it's Kadosh Mirechem, it's automatic. That's the Taz that we mentioned a few times already, in Yaredeya, where the Taz says that's why there is no bracha on Bechor, Behema, Tahora. Why? Because it's automatic. You didn't do anything. By Petach Hamor, you do something. By Pidyon Aben, you do something. by Bechor Behemot Tahor, you just give it to the Kohen. There's nothing to do. That's why there's no Berachas HaMitzvah on that. Says, so Bechor is automatic, so you want to learn Kachim from it. Adam mi Kachim lo asi, Adam from Kachim, you want to learn Shekin Hinas Makraven. Same thing, because they are Karbanis themselves. Bechor mi Kachim lo asi, Shekin Kedushaso Meruba. Bechor from Kachim, you don't learn Kedushas Meruba. Why? Because Kachim apply to males and females, and applies to even non-Bechors, so it's a wider Kedusha. So you can't just have one of them, so you have to have all of them. So chademi chado asi, teitzi chademi tarti. So the same thing, why don't you learn one from two of them? You don't have to have all three. So mehe teitzi, which one should you leave out? Which one out of the three could you leave out and you can learn it from the other two? Because that also doesn't work. Right? Lo lichtov rachmana, bibachor, v'teitzi mihanach, just write kachim and adam and apachor, malahanach, shken ketushas and meruba. No, people and karbanos, they have more kedusha than bechor, which is limited to firstborn male. V'noagim b'pshutim, and it also is noag, as we just said, even the non-firstborns. Lo dech levech b'kadshim v'teisim mihanach, so leave out kadshim and learn from the other two. Malahanach shekein kedushasan me'alehem. Those have automatic kedusha. Kedushasan me'alehem. Right, by bechor. And by the others. So that's why you can't just not write Kachim and write the others. Next says the Gemara, Lo Dichta Ba'Adam Ateisi Mihanach. Don't write Adam and learn it from the others. Malahanash Ken Heinatzman Kraven Lekabim Mizbeach. So Tzrichi. That's why you need all three. Okay. You can't only have one. You can't only have two. You need all three. Viter says that the Gemara the two dots. Yes, or Alena Ad Ba'Adam. Ne'ani Mili. How do we know all of these extra categories? Second category, as we started off. We know the movement that applied to Adam and Behemoth, because it says it in the Torah, and you have the drasha to compare it. How do we know that there's another category that applies to Adam? Here's the makar. The Amar Kra, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kra, kol ish asher bo mum mizera aharon. End quote. Any man that has a mum from the seed of Aaron. Ish sheshave bizaru shel Aaron. A man that is shave to Aaron, that's who needs a mum to disqualify him. But if he's not Shavim is Aaron Shel Aaron, right, he has such a mum that he's just not comparable, then that itself passes him. Doesn't even get to step two of being Shayach to any of the mumin listed. Right? So Ish Shavim is Aaron Shel Aaron. That is also included if you're not Dome. So my Ika bein mumah l'sheino shava b'zara shel Aaron, right? What is the difference between a mum, the ones that are listed in the Torah, and whatever is included in category two of eino shava b'sheva shel Aaron? So it's ironic. You might say that category two is an even more basic problem, because it doesn't even let you get to the you're not even in the Parsha. You're not similar to Aaron, and then there's going to be a problem with you. You don't even get there. You don't even get to there. So you might say that, category two is even a more basic issue. But the Gemara says not. Really, that's not as much of a problem, because you got to be in it, right, to be labeled as a Baal Mum. Right? It could be these people aren't even labeled. They don't even get to the first stage. So that's why the Gemara says, Ika Mishum Achuli Avoda. As we said, the difference between category one, the movement listed in the Torah, that are similar to man and behema, and category two, just in Rosh Hashanah Shel Aaron, the difference is whether you're Mechalo V'Avoda, if the Kohen does it with these movement. Muma Machil Avoda. Dechsiv Mumbo V'lo Yechalel. Category one is Mechalo V'Avoda. She'in Rosh Hashanah Bezara Shel Aaron, Lo Machil Avoda. Right, category two is not Mechalel the Avoda. There's a question in Lumdis, the Rishis Bikurim also asks this. When we say in category two that he is not Mechalel the Avoda, does that mean it's perfect? Does that mean it's totally kosher? It's just an Isser Gavra. The person himself did something wrong, but the carbon is totally fine? Is that true? Or is the carbon itself, the Avoda is Kshera, it worked, but the carbon is tainted somewhat. It's not exactly perfect. What's the nafka mina? Let's see what he says. Says the Rishis Bikurim. Hine yesh list topic. Bekoin sheyesh bo psul machma sheinu shave bezara shel Aaron. Shavar avoda. I yesh psul upagam beguf ha-avoda. Av sheina mischaleles. O dilma beguf ha-avoda lekashum psul. Ela da ha-koina oved over alasei. Right, what's the difference? The difference is, I'll give you an afkamina. The Gemara says in Psachim on Daf Pedalid, if somebody breaks the bone of a carbon Pesach, pasul, he doesn't get malchus. If you break the brona of a current Pesach pasul, and the halacha, the case there is talking about even a Pesach that's olah l'shem chova. Let's say it's a tumah, chadaka connection, tumah hucha b'tzibur, right? Tumah hucha b'tzibur. So let's say they were makriv their psachim b'tumah. In those cases, so you're makriv the karban, and it worked for them. They don't have to go to Pesach sheni. It worked for them, but it's tameh, and there's no iser shiras etzem. So that's an example of a karban that was tainted, but worked. So here too, the avoda worked. Is the carbon tainted? What if you break the bone? What if you break the bone in this case? That this kohen who's domel lazar shel aron, he brings a carbon pesach batuma when he has one of these movement. So is there going to be an iser of shviras? Oh no, I'm sorry, not batuma. Batuma is going to have the problem anyway. But a kohen who brings the pesach in this way, so it could be suggest the reishis bikurim that if it's labeled, if it's tainted, so then it's not going to have the iser of shviras atzem nafkamina that the reishis bikurim brings. Okay, so that's category 1 and 2. Says the Gemara, so you have a third category. Well, now, like the Rambam said, umay ika bein she'enu shavim bizar shel aron mishum maras ayin. Was there a category 2 or category 3? Which, as we mentioned in the Hakdama, category 3 is just Isrei Drabanan, Marasayin, Ikibinayu, Ba'asei. The difference is the Asei, meaning, is there even an Isra'asei? Category 3, no. Category 3 is Drabanan, it's Marasayin. Just looks like, you know, it's pasnish. It doesn't look good for the coin to be doing the Avodah Mashiach. Category 2 is based on the Pasuk. You have to be similar to Zaro, Shel, Aaron. By the way, most movement that we're going to discuss in this parak is category 2. Most movement that we're going to discuss, the ones that are unique to Adam. Category 1, you don't need the Gemara for. It's in the Torah. And it was discussed exactly what it is in the previous parak. So we're going to discuss some, though, but most of the movement in this parak are going to be about category 2. The machlokas that I alluded to before is the difficult sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says you get malchus even for category 2. Even though the avoda is not mechulelis, you're going to get malchus. The Gemara sounds like it's an asay. More sounds like it's an assay. So do you get malchus for an iser assay? That's a big discussion, but the Rambam clearly, Rambam says, Beferish here, you're going to get malchus for category 2. Rashi sounds like, Tosfos Yontif points out on our Mishnah, points out this Rambam, but he says, sounds like from Rashi that you're not going to get malchus. It sounds like from Rashi. It says it's a lava ba machlal assay, and if you're not going to get malchus. So it's an important machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Is it a machlokas specifically here? How to understand this one, Isra Asei? Is it a machlokas in general about Isra Asei? That is an issue. Okay, so now let's talk about some of the particulars. Kilon, what was Kilon? Listen to the Mishnah. The dummy Reshi La'achla. His head is cone-shaped. Cone-shaped. Rashi explains it gets skinny as it goes up. Lafta is the opposite. Turnip. The dummy reshe legad galida delifta. His head is like the top of a turnip, so it's the opposite of a cone shape. It's thick, big on top, and it gets skinnier. Tana vitzavaro omeid beemsa rosho. Another mum is where his neck stands in the middle of his head. What does that mean? Our faces are more in front of our neck than in the back of our neck. Right, our neck is equal to the back of our head. But let's say somebody's head is pushed back, so their neck is really in the front, and the back and the front of their head is exactly equal. So that's a mum. Next, makvan. What's makvan? Didamireshi la makvan. Your head is axe-shaped. A makav is an axe. So it's axe-shaped. It's thick in the back and gets skinnier towards the front. Again, all of these are rachman al-aslan, because all of them are deformities. Visharosha shakut milafanav. And the head is shakut, is skinnier and slanted going forward. Uskifas me'achorav. What is sakifas? Skifas is me'achorav. That means it gets less and less. It gets skinnier as it goes back. Kedamri inchi, like people say, shakil pisa. A piece of it is missing. That's what the head looks like part of it is missing. Tana vitzavaro shakut vishamut. Tzavar, another mum is with a neck is shakut vishamut. That means the head is too high out of the neck or too low into the neck. And you can barely see it. The head is like hiding. And shakut dachavi mechvi. Shakut is where it's hiding in the neck. Shamut da'arach v'shamut. It's too high above the neck. All of these are deformities of the head. Next, ubale chatros. Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu. De'ispe, so this is humpbacked. Machlokes. It was a mishnah about a humpback, a person. So de'ispe etzem kuliyam lo pligi depasla. If he has a humpback with a bone in it, it's extra bone. So that for sure is pasle. The sheet that changes to pasle. The person is pasle. Ki pligi delespa etzem. What if it doesn't have a bone? It's just an extra piece of skin, let's say. So Mar Savar Heinu Shavu Zar Shel Aaron. The first opinion says they still pasul because it's still not dumya to Aaron. Umar Savar Karkura de Bisra Baalmahu or Kadkida. It's just an extra piece of flesh, but it's not a psul, and therefore don't take it as seriously. Next, Kireach pasul if somebody is bald. Somebody is bald. I saw one of the Achronim point out the Gemara here only talks about being bald on top. What if somebody doesn't have a beard? So the Gemara doesn't talk about that. Are we going to have clean shaven kahanim? The Sabbath paneach, the rugged shaver. Shekoin she'en lo zakan eino bamum. Even though the Yushalmi says regarding a woman, if she has a beard, it is a mum. Lagabe ish lo have mishune. 110 years ago. Lachain. No, that if he has a beard, it is not a problem. What if he, is there a difference between if he can't grow a beard or if he shaved his beard? Okay, good question. They talked about the Gemara in Bamatzia, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a beard, but that is only the top is talked about and not on the bottom. And he also adds in that same tshuva, even though it can be fixed with a wig, with a peah nachris, that would be yitr begadim. It would be yitr begadim, therefore he wouldn't be able to put on the wig in that case. Also, a lov shub shas avoda. Wouldn't be able to do b'shas avoda. What about wearing a wig? If somebody wants to wear a wig when they put on tefillin, is that a chatzitza? Is that a chatzitza? If somebody has a toupee, they want to, whatever, for it, he doesn't have any more hair. So the Moshe has a shuv about it. Moshe says, you can't make a bracha. You should put it on at home, put tefillin on at home with a bracha on the shel rosh, and without the toupee. And then, when you go to shul, just don't make a bracha, fake it. When you put it on the shel rosh without a bracha. Again, if it's attached to the head, Rav Moshe says, if it's like glued on, you're not taking it off, then that becomes part of your head. It's batel. It's not a chatzitza. It's only the ones that you could remove. That's where it would be a chatzitza. Rav Moshe says, in chelek dalet simim mem os yud ches. If you want to look it up, we don't have time to read it. Hakireach pasul vaiter, amar Rava lo shanu ela she'en lo. Two versions. First version. Lo shanu ela she'en lo la'al ach ravish lofanav. The bald problem is when you only have hair in the front and not in the back. But if you have in the back kosher, maybe that's normal. Right? If you have in the back, it's kosher, the ring in the back, because people lose their hair in front. Right? If he has in the back, it's for sure kosher. And surely, if he has right? If he has in the back also it's kosher, and surely if he has in the back and not in the front, maybe because that's normal. He's going on the seifa. Vim yesh lo hareze kosher. The seifa says if he has the ring, it's kosher. Amar Rava lo shana ela sheyesh lo la'acharav. Ve'en lo lefanav. If he has in the back and not in the front, that's kosher. Aval yesh lo bein la'acharav bein lefanav pasul. Maybe if he has both, it's pasul, because that's strange. If you go all the way around, you have hair all the way around in a ring, so that's a mum. V'kol shekein sheyesh lo lefanav ein lo la'acharav. Surely that is a mum. Udein lo klal to pasul. And if you don't have any pasul, again, it's a good question to talk about whether there's a difference between an unusual type of falling out of the hair or where it's just natural getting older. Rabbi Yochanan, Hakar Chanin. Rabbi Yochanan says those who are bald, Hananasin or midgets, Vahazav Laganin, and those Kohanim whose eyes don't stop tearing, Psulin, they're all pasul. If Yishein on Shavet, Bizar Shal Aaron. They also, they're not Shavet. Karchanim Tanina. What's Rabbi Yochanan telling me? Karchanim, that's in the Mishnah. Nanasin Tanina, that's also in the next Mishnah. Zav Laganin Itzrichlei. No, you need the last one. That's not in the Mishnah. La'ashmi'idan, that's what it's coming to teach me. And also, even the other ones. Maratim Mishamaris Ayin. The first two you might have thought are only Mishamaris Ayin, category 3. So the Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan is that they're really category 2. V'hakal hecha de'ika mishamaris ayin isna, what, everything that's listed is mishamaris ayin, right? Misna diktani vishenashru risei enaf pasul mishamaris ayin. We're going to have the Mishnah that says if your eyelashes fell out, it's mishamaris ayin, right? So the Mishnah lists off. So the Gemara says, only one of them in the Mishnah says mishamaris ayin. So the other ones are obviously Einu Zara Shel Aaron, category 2. So again, what's Rabbi Yochanan teaching me? So the Gemara says, no, Ma'o Datema Tanichad Vodin Lekolu. I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishnah says that by one of them, but really they meant that reason by all of them. And they're all also mishamaris ayin. Says the Gemara, that can't be. V'kal hecha di'ika meheder umisna kahadar v'tani. Right? No, it says it by two of them specifically. Vishenit lushina pasul. If the teeth are taken out pasul, mishamaris ayin. So you see, the ones that are listed, that are also mishamaris ayin, it says that. And the ones that are not. So Ella, so what's Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush? The one says Ella fuke meha. He's just being la fuke another tana, de tanya. Hakarchanit, Mehadatanya. Detanya hakarchanim hananasim azav laganin ksherim. V'lom repasal amisha maris ha'ayin. So there is a Tana out there that says maris ha'ayin. So Rabbi Yochanan is emphasizing that it's not all just misha maris ha'ayin. Man haitana, Rabbi Yehuda hi. Detanya Rabbi Yehuda omer hakonim l'rabos hakarchanim. Hakonim includes that karchanim are not pasal. I think we mentioned in the past, Rav Moshe is it's in the Hagdama to Chelek Ches. I was about to say the last volume of the Igros Moshe, but about a couple months ago, another volume came out, Chelek Tes. The second posthumous volume came out, Chelek Tes, but in the beginning of Chelek Ches, it has Hagdama. So we mentioned this before, on page 34, in 1979, Rav Moshe needed to get dentures. And he emphasized to them, and he made them not take out all of his teeth. He wanted to leave at least two teeth in. Shaloye begeder mishenitlu shinov b'choras memdalid. Today, tomorrow's daf. He didn't want to be a balmum legabe the Sanhedrin, because the Sanhedrin also has issues of mumen. So he made them leave two teeth in. And at the sofer shaldavar, it was mitbarer that he could leave four teeth in. And that's what the Rav Moshe let them do it then in that case. Anyway, okay, let's just do one more. Ein lo gavinin, if a coin does not have eyebrows, or he only has one eyebrow, meaning his eyebrow is so thick that it goes straight across. That's the gibein in the Torah. Rabbi Dosa Omer shegivinin shochvin. If he has droopy eyebrows, the Tiferes Yisrael said that's a mum that you could fix. You just cut them. Rabbi Chanim had taken this Omer sheishlo shnei gavin v'shnei shidros. No, it means it has two backs and two spines. That's the psul. There is no machlokas l'mais in the Mishnah. Machlokas is what does gibein mean in the Torah. That's the only question. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, but the show will continue tomorrow. Maybe we'll talk about Rabbi Yochanan's long eyelashes. We'll start with that, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf, and we'll get into other issues as well. Okay, we'll stop here.